All right, we live.
You?
Yeah.
What's good, y'all?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome y'all.
You're losing your mind already.
We would like to welcome y'all to a special installment of the Officially Street Podcast. We're going to review. I guess we're going to cover or talk about my latest mixtape, which is kind of old. It's a year old at this point, but I still love it.
Classic.
It's called The Message From Beyond. It's part of my Ready, Set, Go series. If you haven't heard any of my Ready, Set, Go series, you can go on datpiff.com and search J Omega, Ready, Set, Go, or whatever. But we're not going to get into the history of all of my music. But we are planning on doing these episodes at least maybe once a month.
Yeah, once a month should be good.
We're probably going to cover cover for the Crown 3 next episode.
Cover for the Crown?
Coming for the Crown 3, yes. Next episode?
Next month, Friday, we'll do that.
All right, but you know, we hope y'all enjoy this. We're going to get right into it and kind of cover the first song. It's called The Message From Beyond, named after the tape itself. You know, you can find us on soundcloud.com/officially-street. You know, you can hit us up on email at officiallystreet@gmail.com. You know, you can hit us up on Twitter at TOS_podcast_SO. So let's get right into it. Leave y'all comments, leave y'all information. If y'all want us to hit you up with the music or whatever, let's get into it.
Enjoy, y'all.
I've been moving on the low. No confusion, it's been proven what I do ain't just for show. It's no longer what you do or who you knew, it's who you know. I know a lot of made niggas, so I know I'm about to blow. Ready, set, go, riding dirty, screaming SO. If you ain't moving with the movement, you should choose a different road. If you intrude, then you will lose and get consumed by just the flow. Don't believe me? Just go and ask CJ, he would know. Even though I was quiet in 2013, I'ma cause a fucking scene in 2014. Last year I wasn't here, I was putting on a show. Got the call from Def Jam and ended up walking through the door. No, I still ain't got a deal, but I ain't tripping cause I know I'ma be successful even if it isn't with the flow. If you local and I know you, then I think that you should know. Staying local won't promote you, don't say you were never told. Forget your vocals and your pro tools and your little studios. You gotta move at least to get the opportunity to grow. Oh, and truthfully, be careful who you choose to be your foe. You never know what kind of bridges you gon' come to down the road. And you can burn them down quick and take niggas for a bitch. But more than usually, it end up being you that be the hoe. And I'm used to blowing dope. You like an electronic cigarette. You not real. It's no use in blowing smoke.
So that was the intro to the mixtape.
Dope record, man.
Really, dope. I like that record just because I had something to say, like, to a lot of people. Like, I feel like this trilogy that I put out, literally every song on the mixtape had a message, and that's why I wanted to call it A Message From Beyond. Because partly I feel like my mind is just at a different point than others. Not saying I'm necessarily just better than them, but I feel like
it's a competitive sport, man.
Yeah.
End of the day.
I'm just on a different, like, I'm on a different wavelength. You know what I'm saying? Like my mind is just elsewhere. And I wanted to provide a message to the people, like, this is a message from beyond. This is a message from where my mind is. And this record, you know, I had a little jab at my pops.
I actually was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the questions I had. In the second verse, Jay just, you know, he probably like what, a good like four bars towards the end. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's real personal. And the reason why I really like this song is pause, Jay touches on a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? And it's a perfect way to start off the mixtape because he's kind of like, all right, if this is your first time hearing Jay, he's introducing himself to you. You know what I mean? And so what made it feel appropriate to throw that in towards the end?
I feel like a lot of people don't know my relationship with my father, or just don't know me in general. Mm-hmm. And people get the misconception that, like, because I make a certain type of music, that I live a certain type of life.
Yeah.
So in this record, I wanted to kind of like start off by letting y'all know like what I've been doing, what direction life has been taking me in, mm-hmm. and also send a message to some of the people that I had something to say to that I didn't necessarily want to even be in communication with. So my pops being one of them, being that he just hasn't been a part of my life for so many years, I was like, I'm gonna include my message in this song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was dope. I produced it. As soon as I don't know, I guess me being as a producer, or me knowing Jay, when I made the beat, I sent it his way. I was like, for some reason, I hear you, you know what I mean, going off on this.
Yeah.
And as soon as Jay heard it, he was just like, yeah, nah, it's perfect. I mean, he told me to adjust certain things here and there, but it was just perfect, man. And the song came out incredible.
The funny thing is the beat, when I heard the beat, I was automatically drawn to it because I realized it was a Silent Hill beat.
Yeah.
And I'm a big video game fan. I'm a big video game fan. So when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute, I know this sample. Mm-hmm. And I even went and got an extended part of the song and added it to the end to throw a little extra effect. I think if y'all hear it, y'all enjoy it. But like I said, man, like, me and Syed were like worked on a lot of this mixtape together, and you're gonna hear that throughout the rest of this podcast as we play the songs. Syed produced 8 out of 12 of the records, and it's like we really worked together on every song. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're both so proud of this, because it's not like Syed was just throwing me beats and it was like, all right, I'm gonna just see what I can do. It's like, one or two beats, it was like that. It was like, all right, take this beat and see what
I think
what
there was like two of them.
Yeah.
That was like that. Like this was kind of one of them.
This was one of them, but it was still like, yo, Jay, I think this would be a dope intro. The idea behind it was still the same. You know, I think you should use this as an intro, and that's exactly what I did. And I think it was actually a battle between two of the records on this mixtape, as far as which one was going to be an intro. And the funny thing is, this and the actual outro of the song were flip-flopped. I was going to actually use this one as an outro, and then the one as an outro, I was going to use that as an intro. It was going to be two different songs completely, but the beats were speaking to me in different ways.
Yeah.
But the next song we're going to get into, a lot of y'all know it.
All Around Me. That's
a lot of y'all know it. This is actually one of the records that I performed on at my showcase for Def Jam that actually helped me land first place. Like I said, a lot of y'all know and love it. It's called All Around Me. We can talk about where my mind was after we play the record. Hopefully y'all enjoy it.
Let's check it out.
Shit.
I got money all around. In your face, but talking about you later. But I know they just mad cause they can never compare. Cause I ball till I fall. You can call me Baron Davis, but they wanna see you fall deep inside of a crater. They want you to lose it all. Your failure is in their prayers. Telling your girl you gon' break her heart and you just a player. Cause they just wanna pick you apart layer by layer. But tell them that you ain't tripping. They just hoping and wishing that they can distort your vision and put it into your mission. But as long as you're determined to reach for a higher level, and the table's gonna be turning, and they gon' be the ones burning. Adding fuel to the fire, swearing that you a liar. But all they really doing is helping you take it higher. So keep reaching for stars until you get what's desired. Cause whoever doesn't get on their job is getting fired.
I got money all around me. All around me. I got ladies all around me. All around me.
all around, man.
Son.
Batting it from around.
Hey, yo. If y'all miss when Jay performed this shit, man, like, I knew the song. I heard the song. I fucked with it. But the fact that we were in a room with, like, people we don't know, and it's like a whole new different audience. We was in New York, so it wasn't too many people there. I mean, SO was out there heavy. We was deep.
OD out there.
But to see the crowd's reaction, yo, it was something crazy, man.
The funny thing is I've performed this song in multiple places, and I've gotten the same type of reaction from, like, every crowd that I performed it for. Like, it's been like amazing, or it's been like either people in the beginning are just like nodding their heads and they're mm-hmm. like, I don't know, and then they feeling it, or just straight from the beginning they're like, damn. And I remember, aside from performing this in Queens for the Def Jam showcase, I performed this in Manhattan, I believe. Where was it?
Yeah, we were like right off the Times Square.
It was supposed to be for Rich Dollars or some shit. It was a corny.
I want to relive that shit.
It was a corny event, but there was mad people in the building.
Oh yeah, it was OD packed.
I recorded. I performed this joint and had the whole crowd was jumping to
that
it.
Hook, B.
That's
that
like
hook
the best
it,
feeling.
Man.
It's the best feeling in the world when you're able to move a crowd with what you're saying, like. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not like a top-notch performer. I'm not like the best. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I do a great job.
Don't listen to Jay.
I feel like I do a great job. Like, I feel like I do a great job at having energy and doing my thing. But there's a lot of shit I could work on.
Listen, y'all. I performed at that Def Jam joint, too. I made it to the finals.
Exactly.
I was right there with Jay.
Exactly.
What set me and Jay apart. Jay's being modest. This nigga jumped into the crowd.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Jay was in the crowd.
All right.
And the energy was crazy. So don't let Jay, I just go out there and do my thing. No, Jay loses his mind when he's out there, but it's dope. You know what I mean? It really is dope.
So basically, the reason I did this record is because, the beat, let's start with the beat. First of all, Sia did not produce this.
Yeah.
I actually don't know the producer of this beat. And I might get in trouble at some point in my life with the song, because I don't necessarily know the producer personally. Mm-hmm. I used to go to this website called SoundClick. And this was like the producer's, you know, haven to go to. If you were a producer, you know what SoundClick is. If you don't, then you probably didn't produce back in the day at all. But artists know SoundClick,
they steal a lot of beats off of
that. Yeah, man. And artists, I know y'all was out there grabbing beats. I was even on SoundClick as a producer. But either way, I got the beat off of SoundClick, and the beat was actually a lease. It was a free lease. It was one of them joints you could just use for, you know, non-promotional purposes, non-profit. And, you know, what saddened me is a little after I recorded the song in like 2010.
Yeah, this song was actually it's very old.
This was the first record that I had for the mixtape, and this was before I even had an idea for a mixtape. It was just pretty much a breakout record. But when I recorded it, you know, I was happy as hell. I tried to send it to the producer to, you know, see if he fucked with it or not. He kind of fell off the map for a while, and then when he came back, he had posted that the beat was sold, and that kind of hurt me because I'm like, damn, I got a hot record.
Yeah,
I still put the shit on the mixtape, whatever. If you're gonna come after me, I ain't got no money anyway. But the reason the reason I did this record is because I know I'm talking about I got money all around me.
That's one of the reasons why I laugh, because if they hear the hook, they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the reason I did this record is because at the end of the day, me, I call myself.
And I ain't even drinking. Holy shit.
Yeah. I call myself a nigga that gets money because I do. I just don't get it the way drug dealers and, you know, trap rappers get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work hard. I got a 9-to-5 and I make decent money, and I spend it, you know, the same way I make it.
Yeah, you know, one thing I would like to throw in there, though, just so the listeners know. All right, sure. Jay is slightly bragging on the song, but like, this is like the third verse, you know, he's still talking about, like, you know, he went through the struggle. So it's like a celebration.
Nah, song, definitely.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're just sitting there like, oh, yo, I'm throwing money. It's not like that.
Nah, not at all.
You're celebrating. You're talking like, yo, I was down here, I'm up here now, exactly. And I'm celebrating.
And most of the music that I make lately is pretty much, you know, glorifying the fact that, yes, you know, I do happen to make a decent amount of money. Yes, you know, at the time where I was single, you know, I didn't have a hard time, you know what I'm saying, being around women, and you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah.
it was a time where, like, when I recorded this, it was a time where I was just happy, man. I was doing my thing, yeah. You know what I mean, and the haters was all over me, like, you know, you could just tell. So, you know, I put the record out, and the lyrics, like, I would love y'all to hear the second and third verse, because in the lyrics you really hear exactly what the true meaning of the song is. Mm-hmm. The hook is more, is exactly what it is. It's the hook. It brings the song together, but the lyrics is what's actually telling the story. So that's really what I like to do in all my music.
Let's get into the next joint. I'm cold.
Broke rapper with a rich dream. Son, I've been going after since 16. I told my mama I would make it. I ain't lied to her. And that's a promise I won't break unless I die sooner. Just a nigga from the hood out here getting cheddar. I was used to living good, now I'm living better. And I ain't getting all the money that I thought I should. But I'm still living better than the haters thought I would. I came a long way from standing on my old block to moving out the hood to make the Poconos hot. I moved out my mama's crib and got my own spot. Paid my own way, took my own shots. I make my own money, I spend it how I wanna. Stacking all winter just to floss all summer. I move quiet when I see it come up. I've been the realest, I ain't never had to be a fronter. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Fuck a friend, nigga, cause friends turn foes. Y'all niggas did this to me. Motherfucker, I'm cold. I ain't got feelings, my heart done froze. Y'all bitches did this to me. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Riding dirty through my city with my windows up.
Oh. Doing 90 in the 60. I don't give a fuck. Because she compliment me.
Yo, Jay got one of the hardest lines on the mixtape on the second verse, man. That only family matters. That's why my circle's tighter than Urkel's attire.
Oh, yeah, woo! Yeah. Only family matters. That's why your circle tighter than Urkel's attire.
Bars.
That was a record where I was just spitting.
Yeah.
Like, that was a record where I was solely just trying to spit. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm a New York artist. And I feel like, you know, a lot of New York rappers today are trying to sound like they from the South.
Yeah. Or Chicago.
Or Chicago, or wherever music is really hot today. So, like, I definitely feel like as a New York artist, I want to bring back that New York sound a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, granted, it's not what everybody wants to hear right now, but
there's people out there that appreciate it.
So on this record, it's just like, yo, I'm a cold nigga. Because, again, all of the music that I put out, for the most part, especially as of late, within the past 3-4 years, all of the music that I've put out has been straight from the heart. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Regardless if it's some gangster shit, regardless if it's some get money shit or some club shit. Really, within the lyrics, I'm speaking shit that's so factual. Like, I don't like to be a liar. Like,
yeah.
A lot of artists these days, like, they just want to lie. They want to put on a facade because they feel like that's what people want to hear. My whole thing is, if you want to hear that, cool. But I'm also going to give it to you in a way that you can't deny I'm being real about it. So, and this one is like, yeah, I just want to spit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took the opportunity to do that. But also, it's just like, you know, if you rub me the wrong way, I could be cold as shit. And yeah. And the reason I am that way is because of all of the hoes that, you know what I mean, fucked me over. It's because all of the niggas that fucked me over, you know,
mm-hmm.
just coming from the background that I come from, growing up in the city, it's like, you just around nothing but people that want to get over on
yep.
you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that shit can make you cold.
It's a cold world.
It's a cold ass world. And that's why I put out the record, I'm cold. Cause it's like, It's true.
And this was one of those beats. Again, this was one of the earliest stages. I don't even think we were, again, you were thinking about doing a mixtape. But this was one of the earlier joints. I just sent it to Jay and I was like, oh, you fuck with it? And he sent me the song back like 3 days later. Like, yeah, nah, I got fire to this beat.
Nah, definitely. Like, he sent me this and I was like, you know, it's cool. I don't, it's not saying nothing to me, but spit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's exactly what I did.
I wasn't expecting, like, yo, a concept record. I just knew Jay was spaz on this shit.
And that's exactly what I did. We're going to get into the next joint, though.
Y'all should know this shit.
Y'all know this joint. with no further introduction.
Yo, this is another joint that Jay performed this shit when we did the show out in Manhattan.
Nigga,
Jay did the All Around Me and then did this shit? Yo.
Nigga, them gunshots in the background in the beginning, though. Like, that shit.
It sounds hard. It's really more like a stomp. But the little filters that I threw into it, it may sound like gunshots. It wasn't intended to be like gunshots, but shit sound hard.
It was like that ATL shit, like ATL
dude. Yeah, stomping.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounded like gunshots to me. And that's what made me, first of all, this was a record. Let's get into this real quick. This was a record that I knew I wanted to do before you even made the beat.
Yep.
This was a record that I was chilling with JP. We was at a party at ESU. We was at 28 Lack. Mm-hmm. And actually, shout out to 28. I don't even know if 28 is 28 anymore. But anyway.
Shout out to y'all though.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. We was at 28 Lack. Me and JP, Sayed, everybody was chilling. And, you know, JP was going through something. He needed some advice. And I flat out told him. I'm like, yo, my nigga, you got to do what you got to do. And I found myself saying it over and over to this nigga.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally, he would keep asking me the same questions. And I'm like, yo, just do what you gotta do. Every day, every other week, for months. So finally, I'm like, my nigga, I'm gonna make a song for you. Like, I'm gonna make a song for you.
How organic
is
that?
And I was just like, nigga, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. What I'm doing. I was freestyling that shit. And I said, you know what? Got my nigga Sayed over here. He make me, I'm like, yo, this sound like it's stupid enough to pop off.
Mm-hmm.
And so
did it.
When this nigga made the beat, it was ridiculous how fire it was. I was like, hold up. Because I didn't have lyrics to it. I just had the hook.
The hook. Mm-hmm.
And when he made the beat, I said, wait a fucking minute. this is flames. And I was just like, yo, I gotta come at this beat. I can't be spitting, you know what I mean, crazy bars. Yeah. Like, I gotta come at this beat exactly the way I sound on the hook, and I just gotta make it pop for the people.
It's simple but effective. Cause it's not like you're just on the track being lazy either.
Yeah. And I definitely have bars in there, you know, hidden here and there, but nah, man, that was it's a classic. Everybody loves that record. And for like, I personally felt like, and still kind of feel like that, if at any point I do, you know, kind of branch out and make it, it might be because of this record, just because it's like, it's one of them shits that just captivates you.
If it's not especially this one, it's another one on the tape that y'all will hear. The beat, man, like, I don't know what it was, man. Like, I put it together, I don't want to say quick, you know what I mean? Because it still took me a little while to put it together. And Jay, like, I let Jay hear, like, an earlier stage of it. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, shit is fire. And so I'm like, all right, yo, let me build on this and go from there. The synth was simple. Like, I didn't want to do anything crazy since the concept was simple. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just, like, 4 or 5 keys that I played. And I actually was getting frustrated and kind of just, like, put my hand on the keyboard, and it was just... I was like, oh shit, all right, y'all got it,
all right,
and y'all just played the shit over, recorded it real quick, and the shit came out fine. I just started adding all this other shit in there, man, and Jay just, you know, he did the rest, really.
So y'all already know that's the intro to the podcast.
Yeah,
you know, and that's pretty much the reason why it's the intro to the podcast, because it's one of the illest songs on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? But you know, if y'all enjoy that, y'all already know where to get it. Yep. So
it's all on the SoundCloud, man. We going to the next joint?
Yeah, we getting to the next record.
Stay down, stay down.
Oh, I heard you was in the studio, fam. Listen, this song goes to anybody out there who thinks they got a reason to come at my neck. Listen to what I'm saying before you make a decision you might regret. Now I done told y'all I got the crown. Y'all may as well just honor that. I took the city and I locked it down, and I took the key and I swallowed that. So if you want it back, you gotta go through me. But wait until I'm done shitting on you. But I promise you, when you in the casket, that suit and tie look different on you. So even though your friends getting on you, laughing at you and picking on you, don't fall victim to peer pressure. Don't let them make that decision for you. Your reputation intact still. Ain't no sense in that getting soiled. They'll put the battery in your back still. That doesn't make them friends loyal. What I'm trying to say is just open your eyes to the big picture. If you die today, who gon' hop in the casket and dip with ya? Just think about it, my team full of them real niggas. We don't think about it, we just run up on you and kill niggas. I swear, I promise, I ain't the one that you should be hating on. You had a chance to get a little buzz, and I don't know what you was waiting on, but that opportunity came and went. Shit, I watched you walk by it twice, so before you try and come take the crown first, I suggest you take my advice and just stay down, cause you know that I don't play around, we no longer on a playground, so what you gotta say now, I'm telling you to stay down, cause you know that I don't play around,
we no longer on
a playground.
Hey, and me.
I love that joint, man. For another, a certain reason, but we'll get into that.
Another dope record. This one, actually, Dom produced this
Dom.
One.
Shout out to Dom.
Yeah, Dom. We're going to get him on the podcast pretty soon, actually. He wanted to come up last week, but his schedule is a little bit different, but we'll definitely get him on one of the future episodes pretty soon. But he produced this. This was fire. He actually hit me with a few beats for this mixtape. I only used one because this one really spoke to me more than the other one that he sent me. But the whole story behind this song is pretty funny. May not be funny to the person who it's about, but basically the long and short of it is there was a local dude that did a record kind of similar to the whole Control record where you know, Kendrick kind of came at everybody in the game, all of the new artists, Drake, J. Cole, J. Electronica, whoever. You know, so one of the local artists around here actually tried to do the same thing. And, you know, it was cool. It was cool.
Yeah.
But me as an artist, I always bang back. Like, I've never been the type to just roll over. You know what I'm saying? When you put out a record, you say my name in any kind of way,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to retaliate because that's the era of hip hop that I came from.
Yep.
So he just so happened to mention the wrong fucking name in his record.
Oh,
so. I put a diss record out the following morning. That kind of was the end of that. But the funny thing that some people don't know is, like, I had spoken to somebody who was cool with the dude, and he came. He was like, "Yo, man, you know, homie's tight. Like, he mad. Like," and I said, "Yo." You know, that's cool. It is what it is. It's music.
You shouldn't have said his name.
Right. Like, it's music. You know what I'm saying?
You have,
like,
to expect it. He said my name too. And let me tell you, because I'm just like Jay. I come from the same era. I responded the same day that he released the shit.
Gave this nigga 50 bars.
I gave him 50. A buck 50. You know what I mean? Mine was more, you know, lyrical jet. My shit, I called it a lyrical sparring.
Yeah,
Jay went for it. I tell people this. I said, "Yo, my shit was, I gave the nigga the noose, I gave him the chair, and I said, hey, do what you want to do from here." And Jay just came and said, "Fuck that," and kicked the fucking chair from under him, because Jay went the fuck in, man. Like,
nah.
It was
Don't put out diss records against me. That's all I'm saying.
Nah,
don't put out, because I go harder with my diss records than I do with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So the long and short of it was, the dude was like, yeah, the dude that I spoke to was like, yeah, you know, homie's pissed, but he said he's in the studio.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm like, before he even try to release another record,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put this record out. And this was kind of like, this was more of like, look, just stay down, man.
Yeah.
Don't try to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't try to come, because I, you know.
You even said it. I heard you was in the studio, fam.
Yeah, I heard. Like, I don't want to have to go there with another record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because it can happen.
But
easily.
It was actually fun recording that joint, but, you know.
Yeah. Good time, man. Good time.
No, I don't worry. I'll tell you. I'm a man who believed.
Let's get right into that. That shit is so fire.
Yeah, we definitely got to get into
talking about.
Definitely got to get into track six.
Of anybody or anything.
Catch me riding dirty through my city, but I'm clean. This for all my city niggas that know what I mean. Shout out to these hating niggas plotting on my fall. Even NBA defenders couldn't stop me when I ball. You can turn up when you see me. If it's drama, then it's on. I make it look easy every time I write a song. Banger after banger, I'ma grind until I'm on. If it ain't in Pennsylvania, you can find me in the Bronx. Probably up in Sin City where my niggas throwing stacks. Even got my wifey with me making bitches throw it back. Follow me if you feel me. When you ready, let's go. This a message from beyond. Nigga ready, set, go. Nigga ready, set, go. Set, go.
Now I'm talking about, bow. Now I'm talking about, bow. Now I'm talking about.
Going
OD. Now I'm talking about nigga, let me fucking tell you something about that record, man. There are so many reasons I'm proud of this record.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many reasons I'm proud of this song. Like, this was another do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, funny thing, I don't even know if you know this. Yeah, you might know this, but I was debating on whether to use this beat for Do What You Gotta Do.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Or, and I had a beat for Now I'm Talking About, but it, in my mind, it was different than this. Yeah. It was a little bit different. So yeah, I was kind of debating, like, should I use this beat for Do What You Gotta Do? Like, I'm glad I made the decision I made.
Oh,
but at the end of the day, this was another one where I was like, yo, I got an idea. You know, and you know, the background of it was, I'm a New York nigga that has a lot of Southern yeah, slang about me. Like, when I see you, I say, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I think I listened to a little bit too much T.I. in my early ages. Word. But I have a lot of Southern, like, slang about me. So I always say, now I'm talking about, like, just in regular speech. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I said to myself, like, one day I think we were doing the practice video.
Yes. Yes.
And I was saying to myself, I was talking to Drew. Drew was sitting in the whip. Loco was there, and something was said, and I was just like, nah, I'm talking about and I had to be in my head how I wanted it. And again, I went to Sayer. I'm like, Sayer, man, I got this idea. And Sia actually took it. This motherfucker took it and ran with it like a fucking maniac. Level. Cause in my head, it was just gonna be like
drums and 808s. Yeah, pretty much. And I made that.
That's all I had in my mind. And I said to myself, yo, is this shit is gonna be mad bass heavy, 808s, mm-hmm. a good snare, and I'm gonna just go off with the lyrics and that's it. And the hook is just gonna be, nah, I'm talking about, I'm talking about.
And yo, and you know what's dope? And this was one of my favorite songs. One of them. I have another favorite on this mixtape. But Jay and I actually sat and I'm putting the beat together for Jay. And at the time, I just had the bare essentials. I had the 808s, I had the snares. Everything sound good. But Jay was just sitting there like, yo, there's still just something that's missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we ended the day there. And I think we sat on this song for quite some time.
We sat in it for a minute. This was one of the last songs that I recorded, actually.
Yeah. And again, it was ongoing. And then one day, man, like I think I took a day off from work. And for no fucking reason, I just took a day off. And I just started fucking with beats. And I was like, yo, let me try to finish this now I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I just lost my fucking mind. I just went off for no reason. And I sent it to Jay. Again, the beat sounded slightly different from what you guys hear now. But like, I sent it to Jay. And Jay was just like, okay, we got it.
No. This is it. The nigga sent me the beat at first. And it was like, all right, yeah. He just sent me the bass. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I had in mind. But now it sounds a little too plain.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, it sounds too plain? Lost his fucking mind. As you can hear. He was like, oh, it's too plain? I bet. He sent the shit back to me. And I'm like, yo, I have a whole nother song planned for this now. Now it's like, yo, this... I had a whole different approach, and I'm just like, nah, man, I gotta kill this shit.
I'm so proud of it because there's so many, like, I experimented a lot. Like, I wanted this song to be fire, and it came out fire. You guys didn't even get to hear the third verse. I completely changed the beat on the third. Well, not completely, but I changed the shit around in the third verse. So if y'all want to hear that, go to the SoundCloud, man, and check that shit out. It's crazy.
Forget about it. He went off. Anyway, we're going to get into the next joint. Yeah, the next joint is actually featuring Drew and my man Tech. Shout out to Tech from Dream Team. Actually, I wonder how Tech is doing.
Yeah, I got to reach out to him. I know he listens, though. I always see him retweeting and all that shit. So.
Yeah, but this joint was featuring Drew and Tech. I'm going to play the first verse. Another joint where I'm just spitting, but it's called Child of Tomorrow. Hope y'all enjoy.
Praise be to that man above, because God damn it, I'm paid. Screaming praise be to that man above, because God damn it, I'm paid. I'm a child of tomorrow. Yeah, I'm a child of tomorrow. Said I'm a child of tomorrow. Yeah, I'm a child of tomorrow. Nigga, I never age. Okay, I'm lyrically invincible. Yeah. Sorta kinda mental too. Yeah. Crazy in the head, think I belong inside the institute. Crazy with the lead, don't make me show you what my pencil do. I'll write circles around you till the paramedic stencil you. No, I still ain't signed a deal for reasons inexplicable. Yeah. Flow like every rhyme I spill will leave me in the inch or two. Yeah. Hold up,
job, let me find my chill. I think it's by the fucks I give. Only problem is I can't provide a fuck to give. All I got on my mind is getting fucking rich. If you ain't talking money with me, that don't make no fucking sense. That's kind of weird to me. You hoes ain't really hearing me. My dough is kind of dear to me. Just look at all the bucks I get. I do what the actors won't do. In other words, I get paid to stunt. Civic sitting on 18s. My rims cost what you make a month. The lessons of today is what's been written on these pages. I'm a child of tomorrow, so my music never ages. Screaming praise be to that man above, cause goddamn it, I'm paid. Goddamn it, I'm paid. Goddamn it, I'm paid. Screaming praise be to that man above, cause goddamn it, I'm paid. Goddamn it, I'm paid. Goddamn it, I'm paid. I'm a child of tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm a child of tomorrow. Tomorrow. Said I'm a child of tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm a child of tomorrow, nigga. I never age.
Oh. I'm on every song doing that shit. Flames. Flames. Jay had another one of the hardest bars on that track right there. My dough is really dead. How you saying? My dough is really dead to me. Now look at all the bucks I get. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, but.
Yeah, I said my dough is kind of dear to me. Just look at all the bucks I get. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Dough, dear, bucks.
Hopefully y'all get that.
Y'all get it. But yeah, this was another beat that Syed threw me the beat. Mm-hmm. There was no concept in mind. Soon as I heard the beat, I said, I gotta rap.
Yep.
And I rapped.
Yeah.
There's really nothing more to it. It was bars. I mean. Yeah.
Real quick, Drew probably had one of the best verses of his career. Not discrediting Drew, but he had a hard verse on this song.
I don't like Drew. Because,
nah, he's
because
snapped,
Drew
bro.
Has the nerve to hop on Periscope when we was recording episode
you're right.
3 or whatever it was or 4 and say, oh yeah, Jay's a bully. He gets on the songs, blah, 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 blah. Fuck Jay. He has the nerve because on this record, he actually went the fuck off.
Went the fuck off, man. Salute to Drew, man.
Drew just has a way of like being different. And mm-hmm. and having like he has the sound that just grabs you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm spitting, I'm spitting. You gotta listen to what I'm saying and you're like, ooh, you're making a stink face to what I'm saying. Drew, it's like, god damn, like
how the fuck did he do that?
The way he's spitting this shit, like
God, all my niggas behind me work.
Like he just
oh my god.
He goes off. That's Quanah's favorite verse. On my mixtape, I believe. her favorite verse on my mixtape is his Drew. Verse on my song. But
he goes off, man. Yeah.
Nah, he definitely deserves the credit, though. Speaking of Quanah, next record is about her. I actually really am proud of this record. I'm going to get into it. We'll talk about why I'm so proud of it after. She'll be here ducking the law right now. It's called She's a Killer.
6'3 with them heels on, fly as hell, wearing wide cell. She might as well had a steel drawn. I don't know if I'ma be here long. If I die today, then she murdered me. Cold-blooded in the third degree, cause my baby girl's a killer. Can I testify that verbally? She told me put my hands up and then stole my heart. I got robbed. I knew she ought to be handcuffed, so I took care of that job. So I locked her up, threw away the key, looked in her eyes and said, stay with me, go away with me, let's hit the beach. She looked at me and said faithfully, now I'm riding around with my killer chick. Bombshell with them killer tits and her mind right in her thighs tight and her cookie tight. She got killer grip. I need yellow tape for that bedroom, cause I know I'm about to be dead soon. She going hard and I'm holding on, but I'm going over that edge soon. But I keep focused, keep stroking. She got me open, that's no joke. She got me under a spell, like she waved the wand and yelled hocus pocus. Ass poking, I grab holding and backstroke it. That cat soaking, I hear her yelling me out. Try to stay afloat, but I drown. She a killer, killer. My baby girl a killer, killer. You could spot her from the way she dresses. Summertime, she be flying her wavy dresses. Wintertime, polo jacket with some knee-high wedges.
My shorty bad enough to catch a murder sentence.
Ow.
Oh.
This nigga Jay. So proud of that song too, man. Cause I made the beat and I wanted, and again, me being a producer, I made the beat and for some reason I heard Jay on it and it wasn't the typical Jay Omega beat.
But definitely
I sent it to him. I said, yo, Jay, I don't know why this beat is talking to me, but it has you all over it. And I don't even think, were you even reluctant?
I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it. I had no kind of, like, I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
the fact is I didn't immediately jump on saying I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about this is Sia has done this multiple times. Speaking of Drew, Sia actually sent this beat to Drew. Because it's actually a Drew sound.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew actually recorded a song to it.
Can I explain that real quick?
Drew recorded a song to it.
I don't do it no more.
And like I said, it wasn't so much that I was reluctant. It was that I didn't immediately say, oh yeah, I want this. I'm doing it. I just took it as, all right, I fucks with this. I'm going to put this off to the side. I was working on a lot of other music at the time. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm going to put this off to the side until I figure out how I want to approach it. Because like you said, it's not a typical beat that I would rap to. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, explain yourself.
Okay. All right.
Explain yourself, sir.
Niggas looking at me like I'm on trial.
This was almost an issue.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was. Like, niggas almost
because Drew
some
recorded
issue.
A whole fucking song to this shit.
He did. All right. What happened was, and I felt bad. I felt horrible. Like I said, I made the beat with Jay in mind. I sent it to Jay and he was like, yeah, it's dope. I fuck with it. I just, you know, I got to pause. I got to sit on it and, you know, see what happens from there. Time goes by. Now you hear that beat. I'm like, yo, this shit is fire, man. Like somebody gotta use this shit. And I know Drew was working. So I'm like, yo, Drew, I got this beat, man. Like, I don't think Jay is doing anything with it. So, you know what I mean? Here you go. And comes to it, they both record this shit around the same damn time.
And I recorded it like in secret because for me as an artist, like I like to come out with shit and they're like, yo, I never heard that before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I like to have secrets. So I recorded this shit as a secret at first. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, somebody else, Drew, had a whole fucking song to it too. And I was just really set. Every artist is like this. They feel like they put out the hottest of what they can. And I was just like, yo, man, like nothing against Drew at all. But I was listening to my shit and I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah.
I was like, mine gotta make the cut. Mine gotta. Yeah. It gotta be mine. It
I
gotta
feel
be mine.
Horrible because Drew's joint was fire.
Drew's joint was hot too.
And I apologize to him. I paused. I made it up to Drew. He has fire that he's gonna be putting out soon that I produced for him. So I made up for it 10 times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
10 times over. And Drew, shout out to you for being a big man. Being a big man about it, and you know what I mean, saying like, yo, all right, Jay, you got it. Because the song came out fire. One thing I do want to ask is, and again, you guys didn't get to hear it. If you want to hear the song on SoundCloud, towards the end, I switched the beat up, slowed the shit down, and Jay tells a story. Do you want to touch on that story that you tell?
Yeah, I actually wanted to I wanted to just play the last verse, but I was skeptical about do I just play the last verse or do I leave that as a bonus for people that want to listen to the song. So the last verse is actually my favorite verse because it's like you said, the whole sound of the song actually switches up. Mm-hmm. And it took a drastic turn. Now, for me, I'm an entertainer, right? I write off of, you know, just imagination sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Regardless if it's true or not. So for this specific story that I told at the end, it involves me. Actually, don't even want to give the story away. I want y'all to listen to it. But it pretty much involves me trying to move in silence around my girl and her kind of catching on to what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that I really wasn't doing nothing harmful to her, even though she thought it was. And the end of the song, she ends up killing me.
Yep, she's a killer.
That's why the song is called She's a Killer. End of the song, she ends up shooting me. And I'm not going to get too much further into the story, but the story wasn't true. It was for the song, it was true. But for me writing it, it was a depiction of how I thought the situation would go if it were to happen with me and my girl.
And how dope is that? I mean,
because like it's just really like authors when they write books. It could be off of a true story or it could literally be fabricated from their mind. And for me, I like stories just come to my mind and I'm thinking to myself, you know, type of girl Quanah is, she probably shoot my ass for some shit like this. Come to find out, wasn't even doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm gonna put it in this song. And She's a Killer represents three things in this song. And each verse, you hear the reason why I'm calling her a killer. One, you know what I mean? Just without getting too deep into it, like, she puts it down. Two, she got a killer dress game. Uh-huh. And three, she fucking murdered me at the end of the song. You know what I mean?
Y'all gotta hear that, man. Jay does it.
Nah, it's really
that,
a dope story. I think y'all will definitely enjoy it. I don't want to give away too much because honestly, it's something that when you listen to it, you'll be like, wow. Yeah,
you'll really appreciate it.
And that's why I'm really proud of that record. And Sia, like I said, this nigga just really did his thing with the beat. Like, I felt like his whole project, this whole mixtape, he did his thing with every single beat. There was no slacking involved. And I had to, like, my motivation to making this a dope project was blessing the beats the way they spoke to me. And each beat was like, yo, you got to go hard. Yo, you got to do this. Yo, you got to do that. And I'm like, fuck, I have to. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was just really, there was just a lot of motivation behind that.
Man, let's get into the next joint, man.
Next joint, I'm not even gonna say much.
Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
I feel these demons haunting me. I don't know what they want from me. They wait until I'm sound asleep. Then I feel them surrounding me. I feel these demons haunting me. I don't know what they want from me. They wait until I'm sound asleep. Then I feel them surrounding me.
I can feel them all around me, they're haunting me in my dreams. They're watching me from the shadows, they follow me in the streets. They take the wheel while I'm driving, they move my tongue when I speak. They hide away in these bottles, they show themselves when I drink. They change the way that I see, it gets worse every time I blink. I can feel them change the way that I walk, the way that I talk, the way that I think. Every step I take, every breath I breathe, whether I'm awake, whether I'm asleep. I don't know what's real, I don't know what's fake, but I know I feel like I'm about to break. These demons take control of me, they alter and manipulate my mind and make me go insane. I hide, but there is no escape. I've lost my nerve, I'm lost for words, and I just don't know what to say. These walls I'm in are closing in, and I just don't know what to think. Is this the end? If this is it, then all that I can do is pray. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul.
If
I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's crazy? I'm not
going with the hook. My bad.
Yeah. Faded the hook out early. You know what's crazy? I'm not really a religious person.
Yeah.
I want to throw that out there. A lot of people say this, and so it might sound cliche, but I'm a spiritual person.
Same way.
You know what I mean? A lot of people say it sounds like you just copycatting after someone else, but it's really true. I'm not a necessarily super religious person. I do believe there's a God. I do pray periodically. I'm not like a deep prayer. I don't pray every night. You know, maybe I should more. But in this record specifically, I felt like I needed to.
Yeah. And that's actually wanted to ask you, what made you want to go that direction with this song?
Honestly, like at this point in my life, it was a couple years ago. It was like two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
I believe that at this point in my life, I wasn't happy. And it's not just because like everything in my life was going to hell. It's really mainly because me and Quanah were going through it at this time, and we were going through something pretty hard. And the thing is, Quanah was really, she is kind of the reason why I'm part of the man I am today. Like, mm-hmm. she really motivated me to be the better version of me.
That's dope.
She's kind of the reason why I moved out. She is the reason why I moved out of my mom's crib. She's the reason why I aspire to do better, why I want to make more money, have nicer things, be able to provide. And it's, I don't know. She just makes me become a better person. And what we were going through at the time made her really not like me. Like, she just was, she was at a point where she didn't know if this is what she wanted anymore. And for me, that broke me, because I was like, damn, you know, she was so important to me, mm-hmm. and I wasn't necessarily treating her that way at the very moment. So it made me rethink a lot of shit. Like, it made me sit down. I actually wrote a couple records based off of that situation, mm-hmm. and it really made me sit down and think, like, if I lose her, what is my, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is my life going to be? And I started thinking of why, like, why, what did I do? Why would I lose her? You know, what kind of person am I? What characteristics about me are turning her away? And I started thinking of all that shit, and I just started writing it down. And the whole prayer thing, the whole amen, the whole talking to God aspect of it was like, yo, I need to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I need to change a little bit. And, you know, I need, you know, some sort of, you know, cleansing.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I just felt like something was wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? At the time. So
you left it all on the track, man.
Right. I felt like just something was wrong and it needed to be rectified, and, you know.
And it came out dope. I didn't mean to cut you off. Real quick, shout out to Mr. 808 and Moon Squad. Because
all these shout outs to Mr. 808.
Produce this.
Yeah.
I actually had the beat. I would like to take my A&R credit.
I
had the beat, and I was working on, I don't know which mixtape at the time, but I just felt like it didn't fit, and I sent it to Jay just like right around, I mean, just talk about perfect timing. I sent it to Jay. I was like, yo, what do you think about this? And Jay was like, yo, this is actually perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I didn't want to make any other type of music at the very moment. Mm-hmm. And like Sayer said, he had the beat. And he was just like, I don't really know where this fits in my tape.
Yeah.
If you want to use it, let me know. Just give me a verse.
Yeah.
And I heard it and I was like, yo, this is exactly how I feel right mm-hmm. now.
And oddly enough, it's the only song, well, I'm featured on a few bonus joints, but it's the only song that I didn't produce.
Nah,
but
facts.
The beat was tough. And another dope story about this song is, Jay gave me the idea, you know, what direction he was going with. And at the time, we didn't record it together. He gave me the idea, and I just went and wrote to it, recorded it. And, like, I sent it to Jay, like, right as he was finishing the song, and he just pieced it together. So it's not even, like, either, like, he didn't feed off of my verse, I didn't feed off of his verse, but somehow, some way, the shit just came together and meshed perfectly.
It's funny.
Flows was on point. So on and so forth.
It's crazy because we didn't work together with the song, but I told him exactly what the situation was. I was like, yo, I'm going through something and I'm going to write about it. And the fact of the matter is, at the same time, Sayer felt like he was going through something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily a specific thing, I don't think.
Nah, I was just.
But it was just more like, yo, this is my life right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I got kids. Like, I got a dream. I got a wife. Like, I'm trying to figure things out. And he took all of those feelings and put it into a verse. And I actually commend him, because it was hard for me to put everything I was feeling in just the 32 bars and the two verses. Mm-hmm. I could have had a third verse. You know what I mean? So for the fact that he only had a 16 and he was able to compile everything into 1:16, I was like, damn, man. Because I don't know what I would have did with a 16. It would have been all over the place. Because I just had so much to say.
I made sure I got my verse, damn it.
Nah, OD made sure you had it. And this next song is actually, it's half a piggyback off of this. It doesn't directly connect, but it's the reason the first verse was written was for the same reason this entire song was written. But at the same time, I went a different direction with it, but it's called Why They Hate Me.
Put the glass of wine down the just come with me. At least hear me out first if you don't wanna speak. We came a long way together, but it wasn't free. Cause to be honest, this ain't really where I wanna be. All together, you and I are such a masterpiece. But anytime we argue, you wanna up and leave. I see why you wanna be alone to some degree. But if love is blind, baby, I don't wanna see. I don't know why I focus my time on all of this bullshit that goes through my mind. But I swallow my pride, I put that aside. I'd rather be blind than see tears in your eyes. So I'm down on my knees, you want me to plead. I want you to stay, I don't want you to leave. Cause that's just what they want. We fight, we make up. But they just can't wait for the night we break up. Cause
I don't know,
I don't know what they've been hating on.
I don't know,
but I know what they've been waiting on. They wanna see us in the ground.
Tell them haters they don't want the problem. Get gripped up just for claiming that you want the problem.
Hey, can I point something out?
What up?
Won't you ever talk about me singing again?
Man, listen. 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 Listen.
Jay singing listen, on the hook?
Listen.
Mini
listen.
Trey songs?
I did what I thought I had to do, okay?
Hey.
I don't often think I have to do it. As you can clearly hear, maybe stay down a little bit. Yeah, nah, stay down.
Regardless,
it
sounded good. It's not like you sounded bad on the shit either, man.
I don't think I'm a good singer myself, but I did say to myself, self, you got to do it this time.
Okay.
I probably only did it because I had just got finished listening to a Sia record. Fuck it, I can do it too. Fuck it, I can do it too.
Shout out to Stefan on that beat, man.
Stefan killed this shit. Stefan actually sent me multiple beats. Another one. He sent me multiple beats, and I'm not even going front. I still love the beats that he sent me. You might actually hear them later on down the road because I never ended up writing to them, but I promised him that I was going to lay something on them. I just didn't have any true ideas for them for this specific project. But with this record, basically, Stefan sent me the beat and I said, this is a little jazzy.
Yeah.
Like, I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? This is different, jazzy. It's different. And I tried to step out of my element many times in this project and I think I succeeded. But this specific one, like I said, I kind of was trying to touch base on
the situation that she was having.
Yeah, on a history that I had and some feelings that I was kind of harboring. Now, at this time when I wrote this record, me and Shorty was on better terms, mm-hmm. on speaking terms. So, you know, but it was rough. It was hard to even get there. And so that's why I was like, put the glass of wine down and just come with me. At least hear me out first if you don't want to speak. It was more like, I got something to say. You're not trying to hear me, but look, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
And kind of throughout the song, it switches up a little bit because it's like, yo, I started thinking about all the motherfuckers that would love to see me and Quanah break up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
this is why I love this song because the second verse, it switches, but it's effortless.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound like you force or it doesn't sound out of place. It sounds effortless.
Because I started thinking about it as I was writing it.
Mm-hmm.
When I started putting my, like when I put my pen to the pad and it was like, put the glass of wine down and just come with me. It started out as a song of me apologizing and me trying to make amends. And then I started thinking to myself, mid verse, I started thinking to myself, like, these motherfuckers out here would love to see us fall apart.
Yep.
And that started actually heating me up. Like, I didn't have a hook. I didn't have nothing. And I started thinking like, why the fuck? Like, why do they hate me so much? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do people hate on each other like that? And I said, you know what? Man, I'm a put this on wax too. And then on the second verse, I just get a little gully. Like, I'm like, man, listen. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all can hate all you want. But at the end of the day, this is me. If you got a problem with it, let me know. If you don't want to let me know, don't front. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was one of them joints. And it actually... the beat kept speaking to me, like, just throughout the beat. Stefan is the type that he keeps switching things up. Yep. Like, throughout the whole beat, throughout the whole beat, there's something being added, taken away, switched up. It sounds like four different beats in one, and I think it's amazing. But that shit just, it spoke to me in ways where I was just like, man, why the fuck they hate me?
All right, man, let's get into another joint, man. Another hit.
Instagramming and tweeting.
sleeping. I'm wide awake, mind on the cake while I'm Instagramming and tweeting. Instagramming and tweeting. Instagramming and tweeting. I'm riding around my side of town while I'm Instagramming and tweeting. Instagramming and tweeting. Instagramming and tweeting. I'm wide awake, mind on the cake while I'm Instagramming and tweeting. I be going so hard. Hashtag Rihanna, bitch. And I ain't taking no crap neither. In other words, I'm beyond the shit. I can learn you a lesson. But please hold your questions. I'm tweeting off of my iPhone and on Instagram straight flexing. Post a pic of my old bitch like hashtag she a hoe for real. Then post a pic of my new chick so my old bitch know the deal. Hashtag my chick bad. Hashtag she hold a belt. Hashtag she here to stay so you hating hoes could all go to hell. Hashtag y'all niggas too. Y'all niggas fool. Y'all minuscule. You don't know what you're about to get into. She'll Mortal Kombat finish you if I tell her to. I'm telling you, don't none of y'all do stand a chance. She'll kill a nigga, she'll kill a nigga. Hashtag call an ambulance. Pound sign these niggas dead. RIP to my competition. Thinking you could defeat me? Pound sign, that's optimistic. Note to all of my opposition. Y'all basic niggas, all composition. Just stop the dissing. You don't want it, fam. You'll understand if you stop and listen. Cause I be going so hard. Going hard for no reason. Yeah. Riding round in that all black. Instagramming and tweeting.
Self-explanatory. Self-explanatory concept.
Yeah. Jay came to me with the idea. And what I love about this song, he just gave me the freedom. I think I made like two or three beats for this song, and this is the one that he picked.
Yeah.
And I mean, the beat's fire. Jay did his thing. The concept was dope. And shit goes.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. I was looking for like a little breakout joint. I was looking for something that was going to catch like the attention of the fans, you know, mm-hmm. something for like popularity. At the time, Instagram and Twitter was the most popping two social networks, and it kind of still is. And at the end of the day, like, that's all motherfuckers was doing, was Instagram and tweeting, Instagram and tweeting. That's all I was doing. So I made a song about it.
Came out dope.
That's pretty much it. We've been talking to y'all for about an hour now. This last song, this is the outro. to the project. We got some bonus records, but I don't really, you know, they're called bonus records for a reason. So we're just gonna end it out with this outro. I kinda wanna play the whole song because I'm so proud of this, but yeah. I'm only gonna play the first verse. I want y'all to go cop the mixtape if y'all really enjoy it. But it's called When I'm Gone. This is the outro of the tape. Let's get into it.
Remember me when I came through, finger on the trigger, ready to take shots at any one of you niggas. Made a couple of friends, met a couple of sinners, named after the end, though I was such a beginner. Thinking I was a boss because I was such a winner. Not that I never lost, but I was never a quitter. Growing up in the Bronx, this is all I remember. Feeling like I was small, but knowing that I was bigger. Always standing on my own, too. That's a known fact. Back when I was running around with the grown cast, thinking I was grown, too. Spitting grown raps about the style of living I was exposed to. Going to a high school full of gang banging, so gang banging is what I was on the road too, but I ain't do it. I ain't wanna be a gang banger, but deep down I always thought I was supposed to. But thank God I ain't do it. Thank God I ain't stupid. Knowing me, I would've never dropped flag. I'd've probably got stabbed, or even worse, I probably would've died from a shooting. But that wasn't in the cards I was dealt, cuz God put me in this place with a wish. He wouldn't let me bring harm to myself, cuz he knows that would be a waste
no,
of a gift.
No, I ain't been around the world. No, I ain't been with every girl. All I can do is live my life while I just watch it all unfurl. I ain't heard all it is to hear. I ain't seen all it is to see. But for as long as I've been here, I ain't been nobody but me. I just been me. That's all that I can be. When my emotions lock me down, I let my music set me free. Never accomplished all my goals, but I've been at this way too long to not put my entire soul inside of every single song. Until I'm gone, when I'm gone, your light is high when I'm gone. Look up to the sky when I'm gone. Keep my name alive through my songs. I don't want nobody to cry when I'm gone. I just want my niggas to ride when I'm gone. I wanna leave a legacy behind when I'm gone. To be sure that whenever I die, I live on. Remember me when I'm gone. My nigga, I've been grinding hard for like 8 years. I'll be 25 in like 8 months. I was 15 when I came here. I came a long way from where I was.
Oh man, now you see why he had that little struggle for making either the intro or the outro.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite records on the whole mixtape, just for the simple fact that it was all me, and a lot of the songs are all me, like I keep saying, but For this one, it was more me telling a story, again, bringing a message to the listeners that, like, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, contrary to whatever y'all think, contrary to whatever I might say in a record, this here, what I'm saying now, is literally me. Like, I'm talking about how I grew up. I'm talking about, you know, the fact that I could have been this type of person, but I ended up not being that way because of these things that happened in my life. I'm talking about, you know, forever pursuing my dream, because regardless if I make it or not, this is what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? Not having been with every woman in the world, not having been everywhere in the world, not having known everything. I'm not a know-it-all. I don't, you know, I don't claim to be the flashiest. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I'm gonna, when I put it on wax, I'm gonna portray myself as that because that's how I feel, like, internally. But the truth of the matter is, this is me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the richest. Yes, I feel rich because I make a good amount of money and I feel like my character is rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, in the position, for the person like me in the position I am, I feel like I do splendidly, and I'm gonna put that in records because I am, I'm like, I'm fucking cocky, you know what I'm saying? But nah, man, this was just really a testament of me, you know? It could have been called the testament of me, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, man, and the whole point of the matter is, like, when I'm gone, motherfuckers is gonna miss me. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, anybody, if you loved by anyone, when you're gone, people are gonna miss you. But for me, I just feel like motherfuckers don't give a shit about who you are, what you do, until you can no longer do it. Then it's like, damn, he was so talented. He was such a good guy, blah, 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 blah. But that's where I was with this record. And of course, Sia killed the beat, and it was just like...
I just want to point one thing out. You really got to appreciate Jay. He really showed his character on the song, because look, like he said in, I think it's the first verse, when he's like, you know, never was a gangbanger, never claimed to be one.
Right.
Think about how many dudes would go the opposite direction and they want to brag about how tough they are. And I'm not saying Jay, because I know Jay. We've been through some shit.
And,
but he's not going out there saying, yo, I'm the toughest guy out there, don't fuck with me, blah, blah, blah. He's letting you know, like, yo, I've been around some shit. I've seen some shit. I could have been in some shit, but, like, you know, I'm smart. You know what I mean? I backtracked. It was like, all right, yo, if I do this, where this is going to lead me. You know what I mean? And I really appreciated that with this song, man.
Like, honestly, it was a time where I wanted to gangbang. Like true blue fucking gangbang. Like, I wanted to be a Crip. Like, it was just, that's literally what I wanted. And it was a point in my life where I was like, I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, it just so happened to be what I was involved in at the time. But it's just, I'm so grateful that I'm not dumb, because something clicked in my mind at some point, and it was like, look, man, don't beat this in the head. Don't pursue this. It's not happening. Don't go after it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't go after it. Like, I made attempts, man. Like, it was like I had opportunities to be involved in some stupid shit, and it just didn't happen. And I took them all as signs. Yep. Everything that happened in life with me, I took it as signs, and that's kind of the reason why I am the way I am today, because it's like, I feel like God was tapping me on the shoulder multiple occasions in my life, like, this ain't it.
This ain't right. Yeah.
You know, like, I was moved out of the Bronx because I was failing out of school, and I was out running wild all the time. And, you know, something told my mother, like, nah, this is the time. Like, my mother owned this house out in PA, her house now. Well, it was always her house, but I no longer live there. But she owned that house since 99. And we didn't move out until 05. And she was just waiting on the right time. It was like, God just told her, like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I've been a better person.
Yeah. And the song ended up being dope, man. Anything else that you want to say, Jay?
I just want to plug it real quick. I mean, you know, if you want to find this mixtape, you know, you can go on datpiff.com, search J Omega. You can go to soundcloud.com/J Omega. You can go to my Twitter at J Omega SO. That's on all social media. You could email me, email the podcast email. Just go to officiallystreet.com. There's plenty of ways that you could find this mixtape. I just hope y'all enjoy it. Like I said, we're going to be doing these type of episodes probably once a month. We're going to cover Coming for the Crown 3 next month.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. What about you?
I just want to say that I gave Jay some of my best fucking work. All right? At the end of the day, it was worth it, man. The mixtape came out crazy. I love the mixtape, man. Really do.
Much appreciated, man.
You know what I mean?
That's pretty much it. Once again, we appreciate everybody who listens, share, and subscribe.
Thank y'all.